Open our Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. This is the Good Hope Through Grace broadcast, and I'm Pastor Jeff Arthur, Sr. of the Elizabeth Baptist Church in Bancroft, West Virginia. Now, before I begin our study this evening, I want to remind you that right now this week, we have Vacation Bible School going on. We're located on Washington Street, Bancroft, West Virginia. Our Bible school starts at 7 o'clock and we're under 8:30, and we have classes for all ages, nursery all the way through adult. So many of the adults in our church and in our community make it a revival week for them, and they come and they watch the kids and they come and sit in the Bible class. So I want to encourage you to come to Vacation Bible School at the Elizabeth Baptist Church, and that will be in June the 17th through the 21st. 7 to 8:30 p.m. of the evening, okay? Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we're going to look at verse 20, and then we're going to go backwards. We're going to look at verse 20 and then go backwards a little bit in the text. I love this text of Scripture. Verse 20, let me go ahead and read it. It says, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, since you're bought with a price," anytime you see the word "therefore," you look and see what it's there for. It always points to a truth. "You're bought with a price, therefore," because you're bought with a price, here's what you're to do. You're to glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Okay, so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to give this message the title, "Ye are bought with a price." Ye are bought with a price. Now, to be bought with a price is a good definition for the word redemption or the word redeemed. When we sing a song all the time about being redeemed, do we not? You have that in the Scriptures. Let's turn to the book of Revelations, chapter 7, and we'll look at it. At a song being sung. Revelations chapter 5. Let's look at chapter 5. I was trying to find the different places where it's listed about redemption, several places in Revelations. But let's look at Revelations 5 and the verse 9. And here's a song being sung in heaven. A song being sung. And I want you to notice what the subject of the song is. Notice what it says, verse 9. "They sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us." Everybody see where it says, "Thou hast redeemed us to God." Now notice the price of redemption. "Thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue, and people, and nation." Now, one thing that shows you, to go to heaven, you got to be redeemed. Unless you're redeemed, you won't go to heaven. People automatically think that when you die, you go to heaven. Not unless you're redeemed. You have to be redeemed from your sin. Now, to buy by the payment of it a price, let's go back to our text in 1 Corinthians 6. Where it says we're bought with a price is a good definition of what it means to be redeemed. In chapter 7 of the book of 1 Corinthians, it says the same thing in verse 23. 7 and 23. "See, ye are bought with a price." And there's different Greek words that's used to describe the word redeemed. And the one that is used here, the one that's used in this particular text, means to buy out of the marketplace. When you went, for instance, to the store, and there's an item, you do that, don't you? You go to the store, and the reason why I'm using this illustration, so every time you go to the store and buy something, that means that you did what? You redeemed it. It had a price, and you reached down, and you put it in your buggy, and you went to the cashier, and you paid a price, and when you walked out the door with it. Unless you stole it. Anyhow, you pay a price for it. And when you go out the door, you bought and paid for it. You have an indicator there. You have a little ticket, and it says that you bought it. Well, when you buy something by paying a price, that's called what again? Redeemed. Redeemed. So here in verse 20, it says, ye are bought with a price. Now, I'm going to tell you something this morning. It was expensive to buy you. You don't realize how expensive of a cost. Well, I think you do realize it. If you're here today and you've been redeemed, you know how much of a cost that had to be paid in order to redeem you. Okay? Now, let's look at the book of Galatians. Now, if you can't find things in your Bible real fast, don't try, because I'm going to read it. 1st and 2nd Corinthians. 1st Corinthians, 2nd Corinthians, and then you go to Galatians. Now, let's talk about the reason why we needed a great price to buy us. In Galatians chapter 3, here's what it says in the verse 10. Now, one of the things that sometimes, you know, you go forth and you tell people they need to be saved, don't we? We'll tell people you need to be saved, you need to be saved. But you need to explain to people why they need to be saved. There's a reason. And one of the things that we need to do, and the book of Timothy talks about using the law lawfully, and the Bible talks about the law, we're basically talking about the Ten Commandments. And there's a great host of people today that think that if you keep the Ten Commandments best you can, and you come to the end of your days and you die, that if your good ones outweigh your bad ones, that you'll go to heaven. Great host of people think that. Great host do. And there couldn't be, I want you to consider one thing before I go further. If you could be redeemed that way, would Jesus have had to come? Think about it. Would he have to come and die if you could be redeemed by doing the best you can, or just by being a good citizen, or by being a good person in your eyes, or being a good neighbor? Is that all? Wouldn't salvation have been that way if you could be redeemed that way? Well, here in Galatians 3, it's good to take people to the law, and that's the Ten Commandments, and show what the demands of the commandments are. Here's what I want to tell you. If you're going to be saved by the commandments, the Ten Commandments, you have to keep them 100%. If you break them in one point, you're guilty in the eyes of God. So, and I don't know anybody that keeps them 99%, do you? Because you don't only break the Ten Commandments by your acts, you also break the Ten Commandments by your thoughts. I mean, you might not kill someone, but you might think about it in your mind. That's what Jesus pointed out in the Sermon on the Mount. You might not physically commit adultery with someone, but if you think it in your heart, you still broke the commandments. So it's just not the act of breaking the commandments. It's the very thought of it that makes it a sin. You transgress it in one point, you're guilty. You transgress it in one point, you're a sinner. Galatians chapter 3 now. Here's a text I was going to read to you. Look at what it says. And it uses the term curse. There's nothing any worse, bad as a word is to say that somebody's cursed. Notice what it says in Galatians 3 and verse 10. As many as are of the works of the law. That means people are trying to be saved by the Ten Commandments. As many as are of the works of the law. What's it say about them in that verse? It says they're under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that doesn't continue in all the things which is written in the law to do them. So that means if you break God's law in one point, then what does it tell you in Galatians 3? You're cursed. The book of James says this. Now keep your place in Galatians 3. And don't let me forget that there's another part of that I want to read. So let me read you another text now. So Galatians 3 says if you break the commandments in how many points? One. Then you're what? Cursed. And if you're cursed, you know what that means? You need to be redeemed. You need to be bought out from underneath that curse. You need to be set free from the bondage of your sin. And that's what it means to be what again? Redeemed. To be set free. To be bought with a price. The Lord had to pay a great cost to buy an old heathen like me and you. A great price. James chapter 2. Here it uses again the Ten Commandments. It's talking about the word law is referring to the Ten Commandments. Verse 10. Whosoever shall keep the whole law, Ten Commandments, and offend in one point. See what it says? And you feel offended in one point, then you're what? You're guilty. So this text says you break it in one point, you're guilty. The other text says if you break it in one point, you're cursed. That's why you need redeemed. That's why you need a Savior. Remember when the rich young ruler, remember he came to Jesus and he asked him, "Good Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Remember that? And you know what Jesus said? He said, "Well, you know the law." And he said, "Master, I've kept that from my youth up." You know what Jesus said? "One thing you lack." That's what Jesus said. "One thing you lack." You know what Jesus did? He took him to the law. He said, "Go sell all you have and come and follow me." You know what the rich young ruler did? He wouldn't do it. He just shook his head. And it says he went away sorrowful. You know what his sin was, folks? He was covetousness. He was a covetous person. He was greedy of gain. He thought he kept the Ten Commandments, but when Jesus took them to him, he realized that he never truly had kept them. And he was cursed. And guess what he needed? He needed a Savior. When I witness to people and tell them they need to be saved, one of the things that I show them is that they broke God's law. They broke it. Therefore, they're under a what? A curse. We also call that a sin debt. Well, that's the good news. Let's go back to in Galatians 3. Let's look at the good news, I should say. Galatians chapter 3. All right, now let's look back at verse 10 and let's catch that again. I want you to see it. It says in verse 10, "As many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Cursed is everyone that doesn't continue in all the things which are written in the law to do them." That's why people need to be saved. People don't get saved until they realize they're what? They got to realize they're lost. So you take them to the what? Law. Here, this is God's word. It tells you you're cursed. You might think you're a good person, but you got to be a good person in God's eyes. Especially with regard to His law. If you broke it one time, you're cursed. And James 2 says you're guilty. So you need to be what? Redeemed. To be bought out. To be bought out from underneath that sin debt. Now look at Galatians 3 and verse 13. Notice what it says. Christ hath redeemed. There's the word redeemed. That's what we're talking about today in the broadcast. Ye are bought with a price. That's what the word redeemed means. To buy me out of the slave market of sin. God had to pay a great price to buy me. And to redeem you. Folks, that's why I love Him so. I realize what He paid. And I'm not worth that. I'm not worth the price that He paid for me. Or you. Notice what it says. Christ hath redeemed me from the curse of the law. Now, how did Christ redeem us from the curse of the law? Notice what it says. By being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed. Is everyone that cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. So when Jesus died 2000 years ago on Calvary, what he was doing is he was paying the curse for us. You realize Jesus, when he was on the cross, was cursed. You say, "Well, yeah, I realize he was suffering, pain and suffering sorrow there that day." But you got to understand he was also considered cursed. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. You say, "Well, why would Jesus be considered cursed?" Because God was charging to him all of our what? All of our sin was charged to him. You remember one of the statements that Jesus made from the cross? Remember, I done a series one time on the seven statements from the cross. You remember this statement? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? You want to answer it? Because he was considered cursed. Our sin was charged upon him. Our iniquities of us all was laid on him. And when he died on Calvary, he was cursed. And what he was doing was he was paying the price to redeem you from your sin. For me to be saved, something had to be. I couldn't go to heaven because of my sin curse. So Jesus came to pay that curse for me. That's why he came. And when Jesus died on Calvary, now don't miss this part of it. Jesus, I say it all the time here, Jesus lived for us, didn't he? What do we say all the time about Jesus? There's only been one perfect person. Is that true? Sure is true. Only one perfect man was him. He lived for you. He couldn't die for you, folks, if he never lived for you. If there had been sin in him, he couldn't have died for you. That's why Abraham couldn't die for you, or David couldn't die for you, or Noah couldn't die for you. Jesus took flesh so that he could live for you. And Jesus was 100% perfect. And then according to the appointed time, there was an appointed time, Jesus went to Calvary and he died for you. He paid your curse. And then 3 days, what did he do? He resurrected for you. He did all that for you. He did all of that for you. To set us free from the curse. So let's go back to our text. So he says, cursed. I'm sorry, did I read that text in Galatians 3:13? Did I? Cursed is everyone that doesn't continue in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Christ hath redeemed us, verse 13, from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 now. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Okay. Now we give you the definition for redemption, and that was you're bought with a price. That's what we got in verse 20. That's what our broadcast is entitled this evening. You're bought with a price. Okay? We showed you the price that was paid was his own blood. He paid his own blood. He died for us so that we would have everlasting life. Now, there's another, I should mention this here, and I'm going to. There's a statement that Jesus made from Calvary also. And that statement is, it is finished. Remember that statement? It is finished. And that's an interesting word. It's the word tetelestia. It's actually one word. When it comes out of the original, it's one word. Tetelestia. You know what that word means? I love this. It means paid in full. When they would find receipts back from those days where somebody owed a bill and that debt was paid, you know what they wrote across the receipt? Tetelestia. Paid in full. Folks, that's what the Lord does when he saves your soul. When you're redeemed, he pays your price in full. And you're set free from the curse of the law. That's what he did for us. See, I'm serving him. I'm not serving him to get saved. I'm serving him because I am saved. Matter of fact, you can't serve him until you are saved. And when you've been redeemed and you know what he did and you know the awesome price that he paid, oh man, it makes you want to serve him. It makes you want to please him. So we see the definition of redemption in the text, to be bought with a price. And we see the need for it because we're cursed. When you trust Jesus as your Savior, you're set free from that curse. Y'all remember this text? I'm going to quote this for you. In John chapter 8, y'all will remember this text. It says this, whom the Son sets free You remember the rest of it? They shall be free indeed. Whom the Son sets free, they shall be free indeed. I'm free. There's an old song we sung here in the choir. It says, I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. For I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free. Praise the Lord. Free at last. Free from what? The curse. Hey, I'm ready to go up. You're not ready to go up unless you're set free from the curse of the law. Unless you've trusted Jesus. And now you have the curse of the law and all the demands of the law met in Christ Jesus. Then you're free. Free from that debt, free from that curse. And then you're ready to meet Him. The way of redemption is through Jesus. Before Jesus died on Calvary, folks, He saved a man, didn't He? Did He? Well, yeah, He saved that thief there that day. Folks have been trying to get that man lost for 2,000 years. But that man went to heaven. Jesus said he went to paradise. Paradise is used three times in the New Testament. In the book of Revelations, it's used where the tree of life is in the paradise of God. Just another name for heaven. In the book of 2 Corinthians, it's referred to as another word for the third heaven. Paradise. What else would you call heaven? That man was lost as lost could be. And with the other thief, he mocked Jesus. And 6 hours of Jesus' tongue there on the cross that day, in the first part of that, the Bible says in Matthew 27 that both thieves mocked Jesus. They both made fun of Him. But you know what happened? There's a drastic change happened to one of them thieves. In the book of Luke chapter 23 and the verse 39, he realized that he was lost. And he began to rebuke the other thief. That one thief began to continue to make fun of Jesus. And he said, wait here a minute. He said, don't you fear God? You see, something was happening on the inside of him. You know what we call that something happening on the inside of him? That's called the new birth. The Holy Spirit was working on his heart. He realized he was lost. He realized there's an eternity out there. And he also realized he wasn't ready to go. And he probably felt like he was too bad to go. He had nothing to offer. And he said, Lord, I want you to remember me. When you come into your kingdom. He realized Jesus was a king. That'd been hard to realize if you thought about it that day. I mean, Jesus was on the middle cross, bleeding and marred and crown of thorns. And he said, Lord, I want you to remember me when you come into your kingdom. You know what Jesus said? Today. Today. Thou shalt be with me in paradise. That's Jesus' words. That's what Jesus said. Let me ask you a question. Did the Lord redeem him? Yeah, he did. He set him free from his sin debt. Set him free from his sin curse. Set him free from the curse of the law. Made him his child. Give him everlasting life. Washed him clean. And justified him and declared him righteous. And that very day he went to heaven. Did he go by his good deeds? No. Now if he came off the cross that day, he'd have done good deeds because he was saved. But that wasn't the basis of his salvation. What about that man's sin? Jesus paid for it. We sing the song in church, Jesus paid it all. We don't sing the song, Jesus paid it half. He paid it all. Telestia, paid in full when you trust Him. Don't it take righteousness to go to heaven? Yeah, it takes 100%. Only one perfect man, and that was Jesus. And He gives you His righteousness. He gives you His righteousness. That's what gets you there. You'll never make it on your own. Titus 3 says it's not the works of righteousness which we have done. You get saved through the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the way of righteousness is by trusting Jesus. Romans 10 says that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord should be saved. Realize you're lost and dead and under a curse. The Lord will save you if you trust Him. Wash you clean and give you everlasting life. That's what redemption's all about, folks. That's what it means to be bought with a price. Now let's look back at this verse. 1 Corinthians 6:20, you're bought with a price, and that's redemption. Therefore, since you're bought with a price, what are you to do? What's the rest of the verse say? Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now that I'm born again and I have eternal life and I've been forgiven for sins and I have His righteousness, I just don't run out here going wild. No, I try to glorify God with my body. The rest of my life is to be lived for Him. Apostle Paul said it best in Philippians chapter 1, for me to live is Christ. That's the motive behind me living. For me to live is Christ. So it says to glorify God in your body. I want to live in such a fashion to bring glory to His name. Does everybody see where I'm coming from? I want to bring glory to His name. One of the things in the book of Romans, Paul wrote, I think it's Romans 2. And he's talking to the unbelieving Jews. He said, the name of God is blasphemed through you because of the way they claimed to know the Lord. And then the way they lived was an open contradiction. You want to live in such a way as to bring glory and honor and praise to the name of the Son of God. 2 Timothy 2:19 says, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are His, and let him that names the name of Jesus depart from iniquity. So we're to glorify God in our bodies. Well, folks, we're coming to an end of our Sunday school hour, but also our radio broadcast. And the question for you is, have you been redeemed? Have you been bought with a price? And if you haven't been, you can be. If you have a desire in your heart to trust Him, you realize you're lost, and you call upon Him just as that thief on the cross did, He can save you just right there where you stand or right there where you sit. May God add His blessings to His word.